Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? It's Andrew, and welcome to episode 161 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be discussing whether the Jags should pursue Houston Texans defensive end J.J. Watt. So let's get into it. Before we start, as always, if you'd like to show your support for the channel, hit that red subscribe button and hit that bell icon if you want updates on the latest content releases. All right, so should the Jags pursue J.J. Watt, Houston Texans defensive end? And I say yes. I think this would be a great move. And you all are probably thinking, I might be getting a little ahead of myself because the season's just not over yet. But I think this is something the Jags should pursue because we really need somebody that will bring a lot of excitement to this town. We need a leader. And I feel like J.J. Watt is definitely that guy. He's a great player, obviously. I mean, he's had some injury trouble. He had that pec muscle and has had some injury trouble in the past. But, I mean, if you look at his numbers this season, he has 5 sacks, 34 solo tackles, which is okay. That's not bad. You know, he's been in the league for a while, though. He's a great leader. He's well-respected. And I think he can really help this Jacksonville Jaguars pass rush. He's a veteran, and I think he could also be a mentor and a coach to, you know, Josh Allen and Kalon Chasen. And, you know, you can move him down into like a 3 or a 2 technique. He could also play defensive tackle as well if you need him to. So I think it's would be a great move. I know the Houston Texans are going to potentially have some salary cap issues for next season. And I think they owe J.J. Watt about $17 million. So they owe him a lot of money next season. You know, he won't be a unrestricted free agent until I believe it's 2022. But the Houston Texans are going to have to fix that cap problem. They're going to have to cut some people. There are rumors that they may consider releasing J.J. Watt, and I think if they do, the Jaguars got to jump on that because, you know, I think it'd be just a great opportunity to bring somebody in here that is a leader. He's well-respected. It's going to bring a lot of excitement to Jacksonville. It'll kind of like, you know, kind of like being or kind of like having Calais Campbell come in. You know, from the Cardinals, we picked him up. This would be kind of a similar, you know, situation. And I also think if I was the Jacksonville Jaguars GM, I would not pay this guy an excessive amount of money. I mean, he's owed $17 million by the Texans. So if I was, you know, coming up with a deal for him, I'd probably give him a 2-year, $35 million deal, guarantee him that $17 million that he was going to get from the Texans, and then, you know, see what happens. But I wouldn't give him a deal any, you know, longer than 2 years. And I think that could really work out. Jacksonville is also a pretty enticing place business-wise in regards to taxes. I believe, you know, Florida doesn't have any state income tax, so that's definitely a plus too, you know, when J.J. Watt's considering which franchise or which team he wants to go to. And I think, you know, Jacksonville's could be an attractive place to go to, especially that we, you know, may be getting the number one pick, Trevor Lawrence. A lot of people are excited about that. And Jacksonville has a lot of, you know, upcoming young players, Laviska Shenault, you know, CJ Henderson, Josh Allen, Kalon Chasen. And I think he'd just be a great mentor. Really would bring a lot of great culture into that locker room, a lot of great energy. So I think it's something to look out for. I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it would be something that would be far-fetched. I think Jacksonville would definitely jump on the opportunity to get J.J. Watt. So let me know how you feel about that. Let me know if you think J.J. Watt is a realistic situation. But you know, leave a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel if you want to support it, and show your boy some love. And I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks be where we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.